Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, powered by the Corpus Christi Originals Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben DeLeon. Last episode, we talked about health. What happens when your body forces you to slow down? What it costs to ignore the signals? And why health isn't a side priority, it's the foundation. Today is the next conversation. Because awareness is important, but awareness without change just turns into repetition. So this episode is about what comes after the wake-up call. Here's something people don't talk about enough. The most dangerous moment isn't when you're exhausted. It's not when you're burnt out. It's not even when you're sick. It's when you start to feel better. When your energy comes back, when your symptoms fade, when you think, okay, I'm good now. That's when most people make the same mistake. They don't rebuild. They revert. They go right back to the same place, the same expectations, the same habits, and they call it getting back to normal. But normal is what got them there in the first place. We love the idea of bouncing back. It sounds strong, it sounds resilient, it sounds impressive. But bouncing back usually means snapping right back into the same shape that broke you. Building back is different. Building back means you move slower on purpose. You choose fewer things. You respect limits instead of testing them. Healing gets your body functional again. Building back changes the structure of your life. And if the structure doesn't change, the outcome won't either. We talk about energy like it's a character flaw or a virtue. I'm just built different. I can handle more. I don't need as much rest. That's not toughness, that's misunderstanding biology. Capacity isn't who you are, it's what you have available. And it fluctuates. With stress, with sleep, with nutrition, with emotional load, with season of life. Pretending your capacity is unlimited doesn't make it unlimited. It just makes the crash more predictable. This past stretch forced me to admit something uncomfortable. I wasn't tired because I was lazy. I was depleted because I was overextended. Those are not the same thing. So why do we rush? Because slowing down messes with our identity. We don't just fear rest, we fear what it says about us. We tie our worth to output, availability, reliability, and momentum. So when we burn out, we feel guilty. We feel like we're falling behind, like we're replaceable. But here's the truth we avoid. Rest doesn't erase your value, it preserves it. If you only feel valuable when you're exhausted, something's wrong. This is where the real shift has to happen. Productivity isn't how much you can survive doing. Productivity is how well your effort compounds without destroying you. After illness, burnout, or any forced slowdown, the question isn't, how fast can I get back? It's, what pace can I sustain? That means asking different questions. Does this drain me or restore me? Am I doing this because it matters or because I always have? Am I protecting my energy or proving something? You don't need to do less forever, you just need to do less long enough to rebuild. Rebuilding capacity is unglamorous. It's not a big announcement. It's not a sudden surge. It's not a dramatic transformation. It's quiet. It's decisions made consistently, leaving some energy unused, stopping before exhaustion, saying no without explanation, choosing sustainability over applause. This part tests your patience because nothing feels urgent, but that's the point. Urgency is what burned you out. So here's the challenge for this week. Don't optimize your output, audit your capacity. For the next 7 days, notice what drains you immediately, what drains you slowly, what actually restores you, and what you're doing out of habit, not intention. You don't need to fix everything, just name it. because you can't protect what you refuse to acknowledge. Last episode was about listening to your body. This episode is about respecting what you heard. Slowing down isn't failure. Rebuilding isn't weakness. And sustainability isn't settling. It's wisdom earned the hard way. You don't need to become someone new. You just need to stop returning to a version of life that keeps breaking you. Take care of your health. Honor your capacity. And move forward intentionally. And as always, unshuck yourself. We'll see you next time.